Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19, and we're reading verses 19 to 21.
So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye," he said, "and then I will come with you." "Go back," Elijah replied. "What have I done to you?" So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the ploughing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his attendant.
Our focus is on verse 21. He burned the ploughing equipment. God's call on Elisha affected the whole of his life. The old way of life was now at an end, and the burning of the ploughing equipment was an emphatic declaration. He could have stored it just in case. He could have hired it out to someone else to provide extra income. But no, it had to go along with the oxen. The Apostle Paul speaks of getting rid of the old life, replaced by the new. So often we try to mix the old with the new, but it simply won't work. For each of us, there is ploughing equipment in our lives that needs to be burnt. Things from the old life that we relied on in the past. There must have been times later on when ploughing fields seemed very appealing to Elisha, especially in the face of opposition. But there was no going back. Getting rid of the old requires determination, but with the help of the Holy Spirit it can be done, and is essential if we are to enjoy fully the new life in Christ. A prayer. Father God, thank you for the help you give us to live the new life in Christ. Help us to give your Holy Spirit control of our lives today and experience the joy of living for you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.